This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hey, Bob. You know, we've noticed the weather reportedly is disrupting the planting season from east of the Rockies through the Corn Belts and parts of the Southeast. Ag commodity traders are reacting to the slowdown because of the weather by bidding up corn and soybean prices, the future contracts. Is this the new model, to use the casino to prop up commodity prices? That is the...
Well, here's the thing, Jeff, is that for the kind of the lead up to all this is maybe, I don't know, 8 or 10 months. We've been hearing all the experts have been telling us how, oh, don't worry about these prices. And, you know, even though you've been selling your grain, your commodities for lower than the cost of production, but it's all going to get settled out when we have these weather events that are obviously going to impact the corn and soy and cotton. And by the time you get ready to sell, you're going to be seeing $7 corn. And so don't worry about it. Us traders are going to make sure that we get that market up there where it ought to be.
Let me see if I get this straight. Legitimately, the traders are saying, we're betting on enough bad weather that the prices will be fine and you won't have to worry about $3 corn. That's what they're betting on. And is this based on sort of, you know, insurance adjusters and real numbers that they're saying, well, you know, we can kind of count on this? You're shaking your head.
No, I don't know where they're coming from all of this. I have been reading this continuously that these analysts are going on and gurus are going on that we're going to see these magic movements in the commodities market. And I think that it's kind of lulled some farmers into saying, well, you know, I think it's, these guys must know what they're talking about, so I'm not going to worry about it. And we're seeing with the amount of grain that's being planted, we're going to see very similar amounts, barring some sort of an unforeseen weather event. We're going to have probably bumper crops again that's going to further drive the price down. Plus, you take a look at what's going on in South America. We don't just look at the fence row anymore to see what grain prices are because we're on a world commodity right. market.
Now, why shouldn't we plant? I mean, what's the alternative to planting fence row to fence row? Right? There's no sort of project. There's the CRP is gone, for all intents and purposes, or it's been pared back quite a bit. So don't farmers, aren't they forced now to plant as heavily as they have before?
Well, I think that if you take a look at the input costs, some farmers need to really be taking a look at that and seeing if maybe if they planted less or they just planted an alternative crop and maybe hired some custom harvesting to come in and take care of it, they'd be better off than just doing what they've been doing and expecting this, you know, better results. So I think that's what the big problem is that if you take a look at the crops, we're not that far behind in what we normally are. We've seen some bad weather here in Colorado and the melon crop, but other than that, we're doing about like we were a year ago.
So it's the siren song from the trading community saying, just keep what you're doing, keep doing what you've always done. It'll just be fine. We're going to get bad weather, and the prices will be propped up.
That's right.
Beware of the siren song, I would say.
That's right.
That's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob.